I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Although the protest started out peacefully enough, violence between government and anti-government supporters spread quickly. It comes at a time when Global Advance is preparing for strategic events in the Middle East. Jonathan Shibley was in Egypt last week when the protest started. The physical aspect of the uprising is providing a gospel opportunity. Pray boldness for believers and for strength in their faith. And this week, missionaries with Africa Inland Mission got the green light to return to Sudan following the referendum vote. If the results go as expected, South Sudan will be a new nation July 9, 2011. Missionaries there say God has answered prayer in a big way. The crisis Tunisia triggered across the Middle East has had an unintended impact. Khartoum's political clout against the South has been weakened at a critical time of separation. Please pray. Official results are expected February 14th. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.